Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Dalet in Bava Basra. We're going to start on Yud Gimel Abayis, two lines in the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so that's talking about the halachos of putting together a cloth of Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim. So Tana Rabbanan. Harotz Ledabik, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Ve'echad. If you want to put them all into one cloth, into one big thing, so you can do that. Medabik. But what do you do? But Ose Berosho Kidei Logul Amud, V'sofo Kidei Logul Hekef. So what you have to do is at the beginning of the writing, you have to leave this a cloth, empty cloth that's big enough to wrap around the pole. They didn't have books. It was on a pole like we have now. They had Eitz Chaim. So most of the Sfarim, except the Sefer Torah, there's only one. Sefer Torah has two, and we'll get to that also. But here, so we're talking about you have one pole, so you have to leave open a column that's large enough to wrap around the pole at the beginning, right? Ubesofo kedei lakuf hekef. And at the end, you have to leave a cloth large enough to wrap around the circumference of the rolled up cloth. So once the cloth is rolled up, you have an extra cloth around that can go around. I guess it's protective, right? We'll say later. The Sefer Torah that we have, since it's on two, and it's rolled to the middle. Here, the problem was that it was all rolled to the beginning, so you had to wrap it around. Since it's rolled to the middle, on either side, lech lemaisa, you have the empty cloth on either side. Right, and you should finish a sefer on the bottom, so you can start the next one on the top. Right, imbalachto chotech, and if you want to be chotech, if you want to chop it up, you got to chop it up. So Gemara says, "Maika amram." What are you telling me, imbalachotech chotech? What are you talking about? Everyone says that it's best to have each sefer individually. Rashi says. So Gemara says, "Hachik amar she imbalachto chotech." The reason why the previous line of the Gemara says Messiah Mamata Umata Lamala, the reason why you end on the bottom and start right away on the top, not to leave room on the top, right, is that if you want to come and chop up the Svarim so that each Navi has its own sefer, so that's why you end on the bottom and start on the top, so it's easy to chop it up. So that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara's asked a stira and an apparent stira. Right? We just said that if a person writes a sefer Torah, a Tanakh, he has to leave a cloth the size of the that can wrap around the pole on the beginning, and the size of to wrap around the circumference at the end. But Rimini tchila sefer b'sopo kedei logol. We have a bracelet that says at the beginning of the sefer and at the end of the sefer, it's just enough to roll. So what's enough to roll? Basically, see, either way, it's a shayla. If enough to roll means to roll around the whole thing, it's a shayla in the beginning of the Sefer Torah from our Brisa. If it's just enough to roll around the pole, the Eitz Chaim, then it's a shayla on the end of our Brisa, which said you need to wrap around the circumference. So, kadei l'gol mai, I kadei l'gol amur, if the kavan of the second Brisa is that you just need enough to wrap around a pole, so kasha hekef. So that's so our previous Bryce, who says that you have to need at the end enough to wrap around the entire circumference. The e kedei lakov hekef, if it means that you have to leave enough to wrap around the entire circumference of the rolled up Tanakh, so kasha amud. But that's a kasha in our Bryce, who said that in the beginning you only need enough to wrap around the pole. Okay? Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, let's study Katani. You know what? Let's study Katani. Read our Bryce in conjunction with that Bryce. So it's talking about each side for its own reason. The beginning is enough to wrap around. Kedei logo means wrap around the pole, and logo at the end means to wrap around the entire circumference. But Ravashi says differently. Ravashi says that Kitani Ahi b'Sefer Torah. As we mentioned before, what's the second Bryce talking about? The second Bryce says Kedei logo means only around the Eitz Chaim. But we're talking about a Sefer Torah. And what's the story with a Sefer Torah? A Sefer Torah, right, it's one shear. And a Sefer Torah, like we said, has two Atzei Chaim. Not an Eitz Chaim, as some say. It's an Atzei Chaim. So they're Atzei Chaim. And so what you do is, in that case, it's just enough. All you need to leave is at the end of each thing, enough of an empty clap to wrap around the pole. Because you roll the Sefer Torah to the middle. Right? Kedesanya, like we learn in our Braisa, Kol Hasvar Niglol Mitzilas on the sofa. Most Sifrei Kodesh, when you finish reading it, you roll them to the end of the krach, right? So there's only one amud standing in the beginning, and therefore you have to have enough to wrap it around. But when it comes to a Sefer Torah, nigla le'emsiyoso, it's rolled in the middle. But oslo amud le'elif le'elif. Therefore, you just have to make enough of a cloth at the end of each side, right? And that's it. So why is it rolled to the middle? So the Rimei Gash says it's rolled to the middle because of tirfa le'tzivura. You just leave it where when it says middle, it doesn't mean the exact middle. It means where you stopped. Like we do it. You do it where you stopped because if you would roll it to the beginning, like the Sifrei Tanakh, which aren't used that often, or you don't use the same thing. if you use a cloth for the Haftorah, you don't use the same cloth every week. But a Sefer Torah, you use every week. So if you would just roll it to the beginning or the end, at the end of each tefillah, it'd be tichot the tzibur, number one, to roll it. I guess you can do it after the davening. Number two, to roll it to the spot when you get to it. So mtsiyasu just means at the spot, and the reason is for tichot the tzibur. And Amar Rabbi Elazar, Reb Tzadok, kach hayu kosvei svarim shev Yerushalayim, oslan zefrayim. This is how the sofrim in Yerushalayim would do. They would make two atzei chayim, and they would leave enough room of an empty cloth on either side to wrap around the pole, the circumference of the pole. Fine. Tosfos just points out the Tosfos is Tamil Rashba Harmel El Bishtei Krechos Cholkin Who Perish Hakunch Gan Torah Krach Echad Nuim Krach Echad Mashma About Torah Nevi'im Krach Echad In Cholkin. He's not supposed to, if it's all in one Krach. The only reason why you were Cholik over there was two different Krachim, not if it's all in one Krach. Because we said it was a gnai to chop it up. So why over here are you chopping them up? So he says that it's only a bizoyon to chop it up if it's machmas chaluka. If they're arguing over it and they can't come to a disagreement about splitting up the Sefer Torah, that's when it's a bizoyon. But to break it up so that each Sefer, like a shul has a big cloth, and to break it up that each Sefer becomes its own Sefer, that's okay. Tana Rabbanan. These are now talking about the halachas of a Sefer Torah. So Tana Rabbanan, Ein osin sefer Torah lo arko yoser al hakefo, velo hakefo yoser al arko. It says the length of the height of the sefer Torah, right, from here to here, should be the same size as the circumference when rolled up. That's the, I mean, this again, this is only lichachila b'di'evad, I think, I don't know, b'di'evad, but halacha l'maaseh doesn't have to be the same. But basically, what you do is you drop a string from the top to bottom, see how much that is, and that string should be able to wrap around the circumference of the Sefer Torah when it's rolled up. That's the lichachila of this, right? Is that how he explains it? Ein osin Sefer Torah lo arko yoser al kefo, lo kefo yoser al arko. Right? You should make sure that they're equivalent. They're equivalent size. I don't know why. Right? The Ritva brings down that it's liikuva. But I don't think. But you'll see the next Mishnah, the next Gemara, they're going to say that someone wrote all these Sefer Torah and was only able to do it once to get it to that size. So then, so Shalu as Rebbe, they asked Rebbe, Shear Sefer Torah Rekama. Okay, so what is the appropriate shear for the Sefer Torah? What's the from top to bottom? You know, when you wrote like this, what's the appropriate shear? What should it be? So Amar Lahan Bigvil, if we use Gvil, which Tosos points out, what Gvil is. Gvil is the hide of the animal. What we usually do, and Tosfos explains it also, we do is take the hide of the animal, and then we slice it along the plane, right? So, and we write on the inside, the outside has the hair, and the inside doesn't, and we write along the part of the plane that was sliced, we write it on that. That's called a cloth. That's called a cloth. And the outside part is called, Tosfos calls it the dustus. But the gvil is that they didn't slice it, and they just wrote on the outside without plucking away the hair. That's what Tosfos explains. And similar to Gvil, like we had in the beginning of the Masechta, Gvil meant unfinished stones, or unhewn stones. So here, the Gvil is its unfinished hide, because it still they didn't pluck away the hairs. So he says on the Gvil, then it's Shisha, it's six Tvachim, right? It should be six Tvachim. It should be, I guess, the width, the circumference of the Sefer Torah. The Klaf, what about if you use a Klaf? The Kama, how much is Eni Odeya? I don't know. So then you say, next, Rav Huna Kasav Shivim Sifrei Doraisa, Lois Ramli El Echad. He wrote 70 Sifrei Torah, and he was only able to get that the Orcho, like the Hekefo, that the length and the Orcho is the length, and the circumference, they equal each other only once. I mean, are all other 69 apostles? Doesn't seem to say all the other 69 apostles. I don't think ours, I don't know, maybe it is. Maybe they know how to do it, that the Orcho is the same as the I don't know, the bigger Sefer Torah always heavier, maybe. But the heaviness is usually from the Eitz Chaim. I don't know. Wait, the next guy wrote 400. Wait a second. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Kasav Chad Amshe de Igla Yisramile. So he wrote one Sefer Torah, and he was able to get it to the appropriate size. Right? And it happened. I don't understand the next piece. So Yavli Rabbanei Nayo Venoch Mavshi. So they looked askew at him. They gave him an eye and heart, and he died. I don't know what that means. I guess they had kinna for him. Rabbeinu Gershom says that maybe they had kinna for him. I don't know. There's a whole stipler that talks about that. What, you know, if you they really didn't have kavana to hurt him, but it happened because they gave him the iron hara that he died. I don't know what that means. Okay. Yeah, so he got in the first shot, so they should have given him Yashikoyach. They shouldn't have given him an iron horror that he died. Right, so I'm saying, so they were jealous of him, right? So he died because of their jealousy? So did they kill him? I mean, what does that mean? I know what it says, but I don't understand. I just don't understand how that... It's a real mazik. When we talk about Hezekiah, was his iron horror, but he died. I don't know, I think he should have gotten a Yashikoyach. There's a Chazon Ish, a Choshen Mishpat, and Simcha of Aleph, there's a whole thing that talks about Ayin Hara. That's Misodos Habriyah Ki Adam B'Machshavaso Hu Meinia Gormim Nistarim B'Olam Amaisa. That his Machshav can cause things to happen. It's too deep for me. Yeah, what is that? So that's a kasha in itself. What does that mean? Why were they jealous? How are they jealous? We're not supposed to be jealous. What? To the point where you give him an eye horror that he dies? I don't know. Yeah, but he didn't. Well, I don't know. And then he died. Yeah, obviously, he was a good sofer. They lost, you know, it was a big loss for the community, I guess, for someone who's able to do it in one shot. Amale Rabbanon Rav Amnuna, Kasser Rav Ami Arba Meyo Sifrei Torah. The Rabbanon said to Rav Amnuna that Rav Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. So he says, it's impossible. So Amar Lahu, Dilma Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Kasuf. Maybe he just wrote the Pasuk, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Tosos points out that why is that considered Torah? Because Tosos Dilma says, Omer Benu Tam, to also Pasuk Kari Torah, he the Amar Paragimel the Sukkah, Katan Adel Daber, Abi Milamu Torah. If a Katan can speak, you have to be ready to teach him Torah. And my, what's the Pasuk? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. So it's almost, it's like Talmudic sarcasm over here, according to Tosos. That, you know, he says, that Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. The Yad Ramah says over here that maybe you can see from here that if a person writes Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, it says if he wrote the entire Sefer. So therefore, you should always, if you get you go to a Ksiva Sefer Torah, according to Yad Ramah, you should try to get that pasuk to fill in that pasuk because that counts for the whole thing. But other Rishonim say that no, that the Meiri says that this is sarcasm. You can possibly write 400 Sefer Torah. No one has that time in their lifetime to write 400 Sefer Torah. Must mean he just wrote the pasuk 400 times. And similarly, Amale Rabbul Rav Zera, not the Rav Yanai Arba Mea Krami. Rav Yanai planted 400 vineyards. He says also it's impossible. He says Amale, maybe he planted the minimal shear of a vineyard. Amale Dilma Shtayim Kneged Shtayim the Acha Yosei Zanav. Maybe he just did two plants and one coming out like a tail, two and one, which is that's considered a kerem. Because it's impossible for somebody to plant 400 full vineyards in his lifetime. Okay, so now we just said that Rebbe said that the orech, the length and the circumference of the Sefer Torah. Sorry. I don't know if that's the way. All right. That's his Talmudic sarcasm. We said that Rebbe held was the orech is the length of the Sefer Torah, right? From top to bottom, the length of the Sefer Torah should equal the circumference of the Sefer Torah. So now we're going to bring a long brisa with a machlokas and how the luchos were put in the aron, and from that we're going to ask a shaila on Rebbe. So meisve, aron she'asa Moshe, the ark of the covenant that Moshe made. Amasai nechetzi arko. It was two and a half amasayim, two amos and a half in length. Amo v'chetzi rochbo, its width was 1.5. V'amo v'chetzi kamasam, its height was 1.5. V'amo bashisha tvachim. And in this, in Meir holds, and an amo was 6 tvachim. So therefore, the length is 15 tvachim, and the width and the height is each 9 tvachim. V'haluchos, and how big, and the luchos are put in the aron. So v'haluchos, how big are they? Arkon shisha, right? They're 6 tvachim in length. The rachbon shisha, the 6 tvachim in width, the avion shlosha, and it was a stick was three tvachim. Munachos kineged arko shel aron, and they were laid down on the across the length of the aron. So kama luchos ochos, how much room did the luchos take up in the aron? The aron and the length of the aron, shneimas are tvachim. It took up 12 tvachim. Each luach was 6 tvachim, so it took up 12. So how much do we have left over? And ishtayri sham shlosh tvachim. And the length of the aron, right? Figured, look, a book is the aron, so it took up this much. At the edge, there was 3 tvachim left over. I'm sure the art school has a picture. There's 3 tvachim left over on the side. Same mehen tepach.
So it's
Right, but they see from here that the Aron is in the Aron, the Luchos were laid flat. We're supposed to talk about that. Can you do that? A lot of halacha ma'aseh comes out of here about an Aron Kodesh. Talks about the Shivri Luchos in the Aron. Are you allowed to put Svarim other than a Sefer Torah in the Aron? Comes a big Shaila in Simchas Torah, and you put the Ner in the Aron because you don't want to leave, because Ner Mitzvah Torah. Or some say you can't put anything else in the Aron because it's always supposed to be the Sefer Torah in the Aron. But here they lay it down flat. They lay it down flat across. Which is how we actually lean from it. Sardim lean standing up. We lean. Ashkenazim lean flat. But in the Aron, everyone stands it up. So they talk about what to do. But also you see from here, and Moshe Sturba talks about it also. You see from here that the luchos we don't have here. The luchos are square, like rectangular, right? If you look at the luchos and all the things that we have, all the places are always circular on top. Ask a shayli. Some people say that comes from the Christians. But Moshe Sternbach brings a shayla, maybe you shouldn't do it. So he says there's no proof it comes from the Christians, and there's no shayla, how can you do that? You're not supposed, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're not supposed to have the luchos separate, because maybe everyone thinks that's more important. It brings it down in the back here, from the, Shuvos, what's it called again? Moshe Sternbach, Shuvos. Yeah, Shuvos Ban Hagos, Chalak Beisim, Tov Kuf Lamed Hey. Right? So he says it's not a big deal, because it's not minus, but he brings it down from the shayla b'tshuva, b'tzel chachba. Who says that you're not allowed to put the Aser Dibros on the walls of the base Knesset at all? He says it's not because. Okay. So B'tzel Chachma is the Ber Moshe's brother. Okay. It's rectangular. I mean, because of this. See, we don't. Ours is neither. It's just, I don't know what that is. Okay. It's the guy who made the program. Okay, fine. But you have a lot of people have it on the top, you know. It's okay. So you have three tefachim left over, right? So now, but same ahead tefach chetzel kolsel zeh, but chetzel kolsel zeh, nishdai rishon shnei tefachim shem sefer Torah munach. You take away a half a tefach for the wall, because he says that you measure the aron based from the outside. So it's a half a tefach on the wall on either side. So there's two tefachim left. The sefer Torah is put in the two tefachim spot. Shenemar, and how do we know the sefer Torah is put in the aron? Pasuk says in Malachim, "Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos havanim asher niach shal Moshe." The aron had nothing in it other than the luchos. So ein and rak is a mirach or miut, right? Double negative equals a positive. My ein ba'aron rak mirach or miut, and ein mirach or miut el l'rabos. It comes to include what's it coming to add? Sefer Torah shemunach ba'aron comes to add a sefer Torah sitting in the aron. Now, and it's a long bryce, so we'll get to the shayla in a minute. If you're not the aron l'arko, now we explained the length of the aron. Say your partners are on the rock, right? Now what about the height? You know, the width, right? So kama luchos ochlos. How much of the luchos ochlos? So it was six tvachim, right? Because it went across, there was six tvachim. But and the aron itself at that point was nine tvachim in width, right? Rochel arishishon tvachim, shdai sham shloch tvachim. You have three tvachim. Same hand tefach chetz the kolsel zeh, chetz the kolsel zeh. Take away tefach from either side of the wall, so you have another two tvachim. Shdai sham shnei tvachim. Why? So you can easily take out the Sefer Torah and not do it b'dachuk. Divrei Meir. That's Rav Meir. Rav Meir Tam asks, and the Tosos asks, why do you care to take the Sefer Torah in and out? When do you ever take the Sefer Torah out? No one goes into Kodesh Kodashim during the year. It says, you can't take it out. Tosos Dimaskil Shalom. Right? The Ha'asli comes to base Kodesh Kodashim, Yom Kippur, when you are going in, Lo Ashakam to say the Yomash, you didn't take it out, that you took it out. So he says, maybe Yeshlomo the Tzorkei attacking Sharli Kodesh Beis Hakodesh. If in order to fix things, you can go in. So you go in every now and then to make sure that the Sefer Torah was kosher to go fix it. And he also says, from the time of Shiloh till Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, they could take it out. Others say that the Sefer Torah that was read at Hakil was this one, so they did go in and get it. Therefore, you need a room, you need two tefachim to stick your hands in to pull it out, so it's not so tight inside. Whatever the rules are, you have to learn the rules. They go in through the lulos, not through the beginning. I remember it's in Midos, in Maseches Midos, they talk about going in to fix things. Things broke. They had to go in to fix it. So there are ways to go inside. It's we'll get to that when we get to the Kodshim. Huh? Okay, so that's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, but Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. He says, no, the Amos of the Aron were five Tvachim. So therefore, the length is only 12 Tvachim now. We have to knock off. Alright, change our calculation. The length is only 12 tvachim. 12 and a half tvachim. And the width and the height is 7 and a half tvachim. So then what happens? The aluchos arkon shisha. And the luchon is 6 tvachim. The rachbon shisha. The avyon shloshon. And its thickness is 3 tvachim. And they were munachos for arkos aron. The same way, they're lying flat in the aron.
So kama luchos ochlos, how much of the luchos taking up now? Right, so in the length of the aron, shneimas are tvachim. They take up 12 tvachim because there's six in each luach, and so therefore, how much is left over? And yishdai yisham chatzit tefach. There's only half a tefach left over. Etzbol right? Yishdai yisham chatzit tefach, right? Which is one etzba. Etzbol lekosel zeh. I mean, that's right. The etzbol lekosel zeh, right? There's only left over a half of a tefach because. Right, because the luchos were 12 tefachim, and the whole length of the aron was only 12 and a half, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So then, pinash the aron la'arko, say you pronounce aron la'roch, but what about the width? So kama luchos ogdos, how much do the luchos take up? But aron shisha tefachim, it take up 6 tefachim, and we say that it's 7. We say that it's 7 and a half tefachim according to Rabbi Yehuda, the width. So nishtay sham tefach umechza, there's 1.5 tefachim left over. Say mehen chatzit tefach etzba umechza. The kosel zev etzma kosel zev. You take away an etzba from each side for the wall. Nishtayr sham tefach. You have one tefach left over on the width. Shavo amudim omdim. There were these silver sticks that were put in. What are these silver sticks? Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk in Shir Shirim, a period also lo amelach shlomo meatzei levon amudel asa kesef rifidosel zav merkavol argamon tochel rotzuf ahavav chule. You see from here that they put these sticks in the aron, right? The argosh shigru bo plishtim. Now, when the plishtim took the in Shmuel, when the plishtim took the aron and they sent it back, and then Dovah got it back, and then they touched it and someone died. So they sent some sort of present. But argosh shigru bo plishtim doron lelokei Yisrael. What did they do? It was like some sort of platform, right? They sent some sort of platform. That's munach mitzido. That was left put on the side of the aron. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph. You put them on this thing on the side. Right? And on top of it, the Sefer Torah was placed. So I wonder where the Sefer Torah was before the Plishtim gave it. So Shenemar, the pasuk says in Devarim, Lakoach is the Sefer Torah zeh. The Santim also mitzad Aron Bris Hashem. You put the Sefer Torah on the side of the Aron Bris Hashem. Reviewed as a pasuk, the Sefer Torah was not in the Aron. Can't be in the aron. There's no room for it in here. But he says it's on the side. Mitzad hu munach below besoch. On the side it's put, but not inside. I the ma'ani mekayim ein ba'aron rak. What about the miut achar miut? That said that something else is added. So he says l'rabo shivrei luchos. That comes to include shivrei luchos that are munachim in the aron that are put inside the aron as well. Underneath the shivrei luchos were underneath. The dust of the luchos were underneath, and on top. Someone must have collected the Shivrei Luchos, or the Shivrei Luchos weren't thrown into the fire to make the water for people to drink. Oh, he ground up the eagle and put it in. Okay, so the Sefer Chassidim brings down from here that like we said before, that since the Shivrei Luchos are put in the Aron, you see from here that Kishen Shivrei Luchos Menachem Ba'yuba Aron, therefore you can say that other Svarim and other Apostle Sefer Torah can be kept in the Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah. And there's a whole Shraddha. The Bach says that maybe you can put, he brings down the name of Marashal, that you can bring it down, you can put other Svarim in the Aron. And the Bach says maybe not. No, the Yehuda, and Mardur Kama or Chaim Simentes. He says whether you can learn from the Shivrei Luchos that you can put Sifrei Torah that are puzzle, that it can never be fixed in there as well. Another Yehuda has that whole shayla about putting them in. I'm wondering if you have shaylas about putting in the puzzle Sifrei Torah, and what about the nair that people put in sometimes also on Simchas Torah? We could put that in also, because the whole problem is it could be yorei the kedusha of the aron. You can't. You're not supposed to use the aron for mundane things. Maybe not even for a video. You're not supposed to do that. But you can't... sorry. But so the shaila is, what about other Sifrei Torah that are possible? Okay. What do you mean according to Rebbe? That's the Gemara's going to ask. What the Gemara's going to ask. Right. So what about the Shivrei Luchos? I don't know. Maybe he didn't... He doesn't seem to say that, because he uses the pasuk to teach me that the Sefer Torah was in the Aron. He doesn't have a pasuk to teach me that Shivrei Luchos are in the Aron. The Aron is only supposed to be for the Luchos. You have to learn, you have to have a limud to put something else in. But he doesn't have the limud for that. His limud is for the Sefer Torah. I think the Gemara is going to ask that, later. So now, Now comes the question. It's a wonderful brisa. Now comes the question. Im salka daitoch sefer Torah hekefo shisha tvachim. Now, if you're going to say that the sefer Torah has to be the circumference has to be six tvachim, michte kol she yesh bekefo shlosha tvachim yesh bo rochav tefach. Not like we know the geometry, and Tosfos and Erevin points this out. They said that the Gemara holds that the ratio between the circumference, right, and the right kol she yesh bekefo shlosha tvachim yesh rochav and its width, which means the diameter, is one. Ratio of 3 to 1. Our ratio is 3.14. It's pi, right? That's how you figure out the circumference. The diameter times 3.14. Tosfos and Erevin points out... Diameter. To get a circumference, the radius times 2, and the circumference is 3.14 times the diameter. Right? I don't know if any mathematicians over here, but I think that's... And Tosfos in... look at the note. The note will talk it down also. I'm sure he brings it down. What? No, I'm remembering geometry. I'm telling you, it was in the note there. The article's not going to leave that out. So, Tosas in Abram, Daf Yudalid, says that also over there it brings down that it's a cheshul mitzumtzum. And at the end he says, Rekasha, and he brings an our Gemara that says the ratio is 3 to 1. He says, Rekasha, the ein cheshul meduktok, the fi chachmei amidos. The cheshul is not correct according to, you know, all the mathematicians of the time, because it's not. It's off by 1/7. So they're just right. So he's rounding it off. Yeah, but it makes a huge difference. Well, it doesn't make a difference here in the kasha, because the kasha is going to say, okay, so now if kol sheyish bekeper shlosh tefachim yish baruch of tefach. Now, if you're going to tell me that the kefer had to be six tefachim, the kefer and the sefer leemsiyasu niglal and it's rolled to the middle, like we said, so then nafish leid mitrei tifcha. Now it's more than two tefachim, right? If it's six tefachim, the sefer Torah, so it has to be two tefachim, right? The circumference is two, right? It's 3 to 1. Right, if it's right, it's three to one, and therefore, but it's rolled to the middle, so there's extra space, so it's larger than two. How did it fit into the two tefachim that were left over on the side of the aron? That's the question of the Gemara. Right, ikeben them tiyosu niglal nafish lemitrei tifcha. Now it's larger; its width is bigger than two tefachim. Right, because rafka the beni b'neini, because there's extra space between the two rolls. How does it fit into the two tefachim that's left over on the side? So he said, the Gemara doesn't answer that. I don't know, but that's not the Gemara. It's a good point, but the Gemara is not talking about that. So the Gemara says, "Betray pushri hechi yosef." So how can you put something larger than two tefachim? That's a good question. What's the big deal? It would have been a nice. How can you put something larger than two tefachim into this space? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Sefer Ba'azara L'Tchlasu Niglal. It was rolled all the way to the beginning. So there was no extra space between when it was rolled in the middle, so it was able to fit. So the Gemara says, "Akati trei betray hechi yosef." So how did you fit two tefach thing into a two tefach space? It's not big to mush it in. How does that do? So Amar Rav Ashi, the karf bei porta v'karchi la'el. So what they did is they rolled it like 1 3/4 on one side. They made another. I'm sorry, it's a picture there also. And they rolled it another separate on the other side, and they put that second roll on top. So then it was able to fit in, right? Sort of like here's the whole thing rolled, and a little piece over here, and it was put on top. Now he's got the picture over there. Okay, that's the answer. So now the Gemara says, Vil Rabbi Yehuda mikamei de lasi argo sefer Torah hechi hayosef. Rabbi Yosef, we asked, they only got this platform from the Plishtim. So until they came to the Plishtim in the Mishkan Shiloh, where was the sefer Torah put? Because it wasn't in the Aron according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Dap habi nafik minei v'yosef v'li sefer Torah. There's some sort of ledge that used to come up in the Aron and they put the sefer Torah on that. Right? Vil Rabbi Meir ha mitzada Aron my avidle. Aye, the pasuk says that the sefer Torah should be on the side of the Aron, not inside the Aron. What does he do with that? So hahumi boy le the misnach le mitzad. Below Mr. Bene Luchos. He says that you have to put the Sefer Torah on the side of the Aron inside, not in the middle. Inside. You should put it in between the Luchos. Alright? Lo'ola begabim inside. You put it on the inside, but on the side. Okay? Vilarav Meir Amudim Hechab Kaimi. He goes, what about these Amudim that we just learned from the Pasuk of Shir Hashirim that are supposed to be inside? He doesn't have any room for it anymore. He says, Mibarai, that was on the outside. And now your question. How does he know the Shivei Luchos are in the Aron? Because they are in the Aron. How does he know that they're in there? So Nafi Lemi the Rav Huna. He learns it out from Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, Ma'idik Siv, what does the Pasuk says by Shmuel? Nikra, shame, Hashem, Tzvakos, Yoshev, Kruvim, Alav. The Lame, right, it says shame twice. Right? One is the Aron, one's the Luchos, one's the Shivei Luchos. Melame, Shaluchos, Shivei Luchos, Menachem, Aron. They're both put in the Aron. Aye, the Edoch, what does he say about shame? If he learned the Shirei Luchos from over there, why would he want to learn it from a Pasuk in Navi if he learned it from a Pasuk in Torah? They're bringing down the Pasukim from the Neviim is the same way, maybe because historically that's how we know what was in the Aram in the Beis HaMikdash. The Idach, so Ahumi Boy Leilich Rabbi Yochanan, he learned shame from the Lemur of Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Shim Ben Yochai, Melamech Hashem, the Kol Kinyu of Munachim Aron. They wrote down the Shem Hashem, and all the names of Hashem were written down and placed in the Aron. The Idach Nami Boy Leilachi. So what about Rebbe? Sorry, from Rebbe Meir. How does he learn that all the names of Hashem were in the Aron? So he says, "In Lachanami." Right, we learn it from there. But I'll learn the Shibei Luchos from a different pasuk. Ella Shibei Luchos the Benachim Aron Minolei. So not Pilei me the Tani Rav Yosef from what Rav Yosef taught me. The Tani Rav Yosef. It's a pasuk in Dvarim. The pasuk says, "The Echtov is al Luchos as Dvarim Asher Hayu al Luchos Rishonim Asher Shibarta the Samta Ba'aron." Asher Shibarta v'Samta Ba'aron. Asher Shibarta is connected to the Samtam. Malamet Shaluchos v'Shivei Luchos Menachem Aron. The Luchos we know, and if you take the comma, you put it in a different place, so the Shivei Luchos v'Asher Shibarta are also put in the Aron. The Idach, what about Rabbi Yehuda? So he says, no, I need this. Ahumi Boy Leilich L'Rabbi Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish said, Damar Reish Lakish, Asher Shibarta, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Yishakol HaKadosh Shibarta. Shkoyach, that you broke them. Okay, so there's whole drushes on that. My shayla is, that's only according to one man, Amar. Where does Rav Meir learn that Yashkoyach Shibarta? Nachem here. Where does he learn Yashkoyach Shibarta? I remember Rashi used to give drushes they used to do. That's only according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir uses that pasuk to teach me that the Shivrei Luchos are in the Aron. So where does Rav Meir learn Yashkoyach Shibarta? Maybe because Rav Meir was upset that he broke the Luchos. You hear my question? I don't know. So you say, okay, it's only according to Reish Lakish. Fine. It's a one man, Amar. You can make a drush on one man number also. You can make a drush on a minority opinion. You can make a drush on anything. Okay. Next. Okay. Now comes to interesting Gemaras. Gemaras will talk about, number one, it talks about canonization. What Svarim are in the canon. I think if you are interested and you can find it, there's a book called The Canonization of the Hebrew Bible by Shneur Lyman. Can't find it, but apparently it's in the YU library. It's a thesis about what books come in, who wrote which Svarim, what's the order of the Svarim, and you'll see the order of the Gemara is not the order that we have.
We have the Tanakh. You don't have the Tanakh?
What? Okay, so we'll just go. Tanah Rabbanan. Sidron Shel Nevi'im. What's the order of the Nevi'im? So the Gemara has Yoshua Shoftim Shmuel, right? First Yoshua Shoftim Shmuel, clear chronological, and Melachim, right? And then Yirmiyahu Yechezkel Yishayahu Shneimasar. Then Yirmiyahu Yechezkel Yishayahu Shneimasar.
Look, what do we have? We have Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, I think, right? We have a different order.
Yishayahu first, right? We have the other way around. Right, so our order of Nevi'im is and Ksuvim are opposite of what the Gemara has. The Gemara has, and we can see that the Gemara has that the Nevi'im are written, the second part of the Nevi'im are written in thematic order, right? But we have it chronological. And the Gemara has the Ksuvim written in chronological order, but we have it in a thematic order, a contextual order. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanah Rabbanan Sidron Shel Nevi'im, Yoshua Shoftim Shmuel Melachim, then Yirmiyahu Yechezkel Yishayahu Shneimasar. Shneimasar is Treyasar, which are nine, minor prophets, so to speak, as they done it. What? Sorry, 12. Sorry, the reason why I say 9 is they were 9, and then Chag Yizkai Malachi were the ones who put them all together, and that's why the Gemara is going to say that all 9 go into this with Chag Yizkai Malachi. They were the ends of the Anshei Knesset Gedola, which is why it also says the Tresha was written by Anshei Knesset Gedola, meaning it's Chag Yizkai Malachi who edited. Okay, so if you read this Gemara, a lot of things that you learn, you think you know about the who wrote what is different. So this is a big, long brisa. So the Gemara asks, Michdei Hosea Kadim. Hosea was before Yeshayahu, right? You say the first one over here is, right, Yirmiyahu Yechezkel Yeshayahu Shneimasar. What's the first, and Hosea and Amos, so Hosea is the first in Treyasar. So he should be before, chronologically, he was before Yeshayahu, because it says in Hosea, Tchilos Diver Hashem BeHosea. First he spoke to Hosea. So the Gemara says, wait a second, B'chim Hosea Diver Tchila? Is it Hosea he spoke to first? Halomi Moshe about Hosea Kamba Nevi'im Hayu. Spoke to Moshe first. Spoke to Avram first. Spoke to Adam first. Doesn't mean he was first. Rather, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shehayat Chila La'arba Nevi'im Shnestabu Ba'osu Aperek. There were four Nevi'im that gave Nevuos at the same time. The Eluhin, Hosea, Yishayahu, Amos, and Micha. Those four were at the same time, and therefore Hosea was the first of those four. So still, the Liktim Eloch Shei Bereisha. So then put Hosea before Yishayahu, because he was chronologically before. So the Gemara says, no. Kevan diksib nevuase gabe chage zechai melache. Since the nevuah of Hosea, right, is written in the Sefer of Treyasar, it goes first in Treyasar, but it stays in the Sefer chage zechai melache. V'chag is a chayim alachi, sof nevi'im havu, so choshev lebehedya. V'chag is a chayim alachi, where they ended the nevuah, and since Hoshaya is with the Treyasar, it goes there after Yishayahu, but doesn't go, but it's first in that 12. So Gemara says, v'lifte l'chuli l'kadmei. So write Hoshaya by itself, and put it first. So why does it have to be with chag is a chayim alachi? So he says, adi dezuta mirkas. He says, because it's small, all these svarim are small, then it's going to get lost. So Rabbi Alan Schwartz asks a few questions on this. He goes, number one, okay, Hoshaya has a bunch of prakim. Zechariah has 14 prakim. It's bigger than most of the Megillahs. Right? It's bigger than all the Megillahs. All the Megillahs have their own, but Zechariah, we're worried about that it's going to get lost. 14 prakim. What's the big deal? It's not going to get lost. So he answers, maybe because when it comes to the Megillahs, he says that Rabbi Alan Schwartz, the rabbi of OZ, and he also teaches up in NYU, he says that, I think I quoted somebody, is that the Megillahs you read every year. He says it over here? Okay, you read it every year. You're not going to. When do you read Zechariah? Not often. You do read it. You do have Torahs from Zechariah, but you don't read it often. So maybe that's the answer over there. Right. Okay. I'm saying he says that the reason why all these treyas are put together is because they're small. One of them is Zechariah, which is 14 prakim, which is larger than any of the Megillahs. Okay. They're just asking. They're asking what's the logic behind it. Just to let you know that this Brisa assumes right away that the canon that we have is the canon. You know, throughout history, there were four Svarim. Four Svarim, their canonicity, I guess, was challenged throughout history. Those were Yecheskel, Kohelish, Shirim, and Mishlei. Right? Shlomo Melech had a tough time getting his Svarim in. But Yecheskel will be a big shayla. If Yecheskel's out, you learn a lot of halachas about Tuma from a coin from Yecheskel. So those were challenged. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, okay, why would the first part of the Nevi'im we said are chronologically, but then what about Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel, Yishayah? So he says, Michta Yishayah, Kadem Yirmiyahu, Yecheskel. Are you telling me that Yishayahu, right, it was before Yirmiyahu and Yecheskel? Why is he written at the end? Why is he at the end? So he says, no, because he's going to go, the Gemara says that they're explaining, they listed these Nevi'im in a contextual order, based on the content. Kevan, the Melachim Sofei Chorbana, the end of Sefer Melachim talks about what? Talks about the Chorban based on Migdash. The Yirmiyahu Kule Chorbana, and the entire Yirmiyahu is kinos about Chorban. The Yecheskel Reisha Chorbana, and Yecheskel talks at the beginning about the Chorban, the Sefer Nechemta, and the end is Nechama, the Yishayahu Kule Nechemta, and Yishayahu is all about Nechama, Samchina Chorbana, Lechorbana, and Nechemta, Lechemta. And so we did it in that order. Alright, so now next, Sidron Shel, the Rabbi Schwartz also asked, well, so why are those nine put together with Chagas Chayim Malach? I said this before, because Chagas Chayim Malach edited those nine. So that's why they're all part of theirs. So Sidron Shel Ksuvim, what's the order of Ksuvim? And here it's chronological. Rus, right, which happens to Meshavot HaShoftim, Tehillim, which is David, Eov, which is going to be Shiloh, because they say Eov was the time of, maybe the time of Moshe, Mishle Kohelosh, Yashirim, Kinos. What's Kinos? Kinos is Echa, right? The translation, real translation of Echa is what? Lamentations, which is translation of Kinos. The word Echa means how, or why. So Kinos, Daniel, Megillas Esther, Ezra, Divrei Yomim, chronology. Ulaman da Amr Eov b'yimei Moshe Haya, according to Ulaman da Amr, says that Eov was at the time of Moshe, Likmei Eov Bereisha, put Eov first, and you'll see on Shabbos, I think, on Sunday, it's all about Eov. So, Aschule b'Purunos lo matchilam. We don't start with Purunos, we start with Eov. So we said, Rus nami Purunos ahi, but Rus is first, it's Purunos, talks about hunger, people died, people intermarried, what's going on? So he says, the Isle Achris, because at the end you have good news. So the Amar of Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shema Rus, why is she called Rus? She Yatsami Menu David, because David came after her, She Rivahu, Vakarish Baruchu, Bishiros, Petish Bachos. There was, so Tosos asks, Eov also had good stuff at the end. He got everything back. Right? Tosos says, Vim Tomer, Eov Nami Isle Achris. Right? Everything he had was doubled and more, he got all these. He says, Vishlomer, the high Achris to Rus, Achris to Kol Yisrael. That was salvation for everybody. Eov was just a personal. But oh, the Ikleman the Amr, the low copper kosh brachos kara el letardom in olam. The only reason why he gave that stuff was just to keep him quiet, right? Not because he really deserved it. Okay. So they talk about also it's a different level of kedusha. It's not divrei neviyos. It's divrei ruach kodesh. That's a level of kedusha might be a little less. There's no neviim. There's no. They're not written by divrei nevuah. Most of those are stories, right? Or inspiration things, opposed to nevuah. That's what I heard is the difference in between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right, but Melachim was talking. There was only was, the Navi was always in Melachim talking to the and also who was written by. You see that Melachim was written by the Neviim.
Right.
So Gidon and all those people, not Nevi'im.
You need
the Melech. You need the Nabi. You need the chief of staff to tell the Melech to stay in line. That's right. A good point. No, right. Okay. So next, we've got a couple words to say. Mi Kasvan, who wrote all these Svarim? So Moshe Kasav a Sipro, which means the Chamishachum Shei Torah, as Parshas Bilam. What's Parshas Bilam? Was Parshas Bilam. If Parshas Bilam is Parshas Balak, then he already says he wrote the Torah. And if Parshas Bilam is not Parshas Balak in the Sefer Torah, what's he doing in this list? So they say it really is Parshas Balak, but you would have a Havim to say that he didn't really write it because Balak didn't know Hebrew. How do you know what happened there? He had Ruach Kodesh and he wrote that. The Eov, and he wrote Eov. And Yeshua Kasav Sifro, Yeshua wrote his Sefer, the Shmona Psukim Sheva Torah, he wrote the last eight Psukim of the Torah for Bayamas Moshe. This Brisa holds clear that the entire Sefer Torah was not written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The last eight Psukim were written by Yeshua. The Ibn Ezra expands that to 12, and he has the Shoch Shnemasar, which says that the other Psukim in the Torah also, that he claims weren't written by Moshe. Shmuel Kasav Sifro, Shmuel wrote his Sefer, Vishoftim, Virus. David Kasav Sefer Tefillim, I think, Asar Zakenim. And David wrote Sefer Tefillim with the help of 10 of the Zakenim. Who are they? Are the Marishon, Malki Tzedek, Abraham, Moshe, Haman, Yedusun, Asaf, Vayde Shlosha, B'nai Korach. So it's clear that David and Melech could have written all of Sefer Tehillim, because if you look at Sefer Tehillim, it has Pesuk in Perek Ayin Tes, Kuchav Lav, Kuchav Zayin, it was Al Naras Bavel, talking about after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, it's impossible he wrote them, it was written, what do you mean? So there was like a compilation at the end. Either he wrote Baruch HaKodesh, and then it was brought out later, because you don't want to publicize the Peronis right away. That's what Rabbi Schwartz says. Or he says, it's clear that, Ibn Ezra somewhere writes, that Ezra compiled them all together, to put them all together. But it's clear also that the Ibn Ezra writes that it's the Soch Shneimasar, that the last 12 Sukkim of the Torah are not written by Moshe. And he claims the last 12, the Ibn Ezra expands from 8 to 12. And Ibn Ezra in Dvarim, Parakal Pasuk Alek, says, Im Tavid Soch Shneimasar, if you know the secret of the 12, Gamba, and also a couple other Sukkim that he lists, Kanani Asba Aris, Bahar Hashem Yira'eh, then you'll know the Sod. What's the Emes, Takir Emes? So you have the Bible critics say that Ibn Ezra is the father of biblical criticism, and they say that he said the Sod is that he didn't write the whole Sefer Torah. That's what Spinoza says. But Shadal, and also I mentioned before, Rav Yom Tov Ellen, in the Sefer Tzafnos Paneach, which is one of the super commentaries, and Ibn Ezra explains that all it is that certain things, non-mitzvos, may have been added in later by an editor, but he may have been added, I have the handout over here, may have been added in later, but there's no way that the Ibn Ezra holds that the Torah wasn't written by Moshe, because if you just for the Marmakom, the Ibn Ezra in Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, brings down someone who says that all the Malachim of Edom were written by somebody else. How can Moshe know who the Malachim, because it says, Lifnei Malach Melech, Lifnei Yisrael. But there was no king yet. So this must have been written later. He says, no, it can't be. There's a guy named Yitzchaki who wrote that. His name is Yitzchak. We should laugh at him, and the Sefer should be burned. That's what he writes. He says, Hachikar Shemo Yitzchak, Kol Shemei Yitzchak Lo, and the Chalila Chalila Shadabar Kamosha Dibra Yimei Yoshapa, the Sefer Roli Sarif. So he clearly holds, unlike Spinoza, that that Moshe wrote the Sefer Torah, except for a couple things here and there. He says that the Soch Shneimasar and a couple other psukim, he says that may have been written at a later time. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day. Have a good Shabbos.